WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're now coming into flu season. My guest today is going to talk about some special considerations and precautions that we can all take as the pandemic enters flu season. I recently spoke with Dr. Derek Forster, faculty member in the UK Department of Internal Medicine and Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control and Antimicrobial Stewardship. Derek, thank you so much for talking with me today. You know, it seems as if our minds are so preoccupied with the coronavirus pandemic that we've forgotten that flu season is also coming up. Are there any particular precautions or thoughts that you might want our listeners to have in thinking about those two phenomena dovetailing together?
Yeah, I think it's a good discussion point. And by the way, Greg, thanks for the invite, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, you're right. So we're getting ready to enter into what we consider respiratory viral season, which is kind of hallmarked by the respiratory virus called influenza. And this, on the calendar, we say that it starts in October, but, you know, really flu season is pretty local and starts whenever local activity starts, which varies, you know, around the country in different parts on when that will actually take place. But usually we start to see it really pick up, you know, in November through December. And so we like to kind of predate the calendar going to October and include that as far as the consideration for when we expect to at least start seeing it circulate in smaller numbers. You know, it alone causes severe disease, and that gets overlooked a lot of years. Flu typically will cause somewhere between 30 and 50,000 deaths in the U.S. Every year. Now, with COVID, we're pushing 200,000, so already significantly over that. But the concern going forward, of course, is both of these viruses circulating at the same time, and what that might do. So, very concerning, but at the same time, there's hope that you know, a lot of the efforts in place to limit the spread of COVID are going to carry over and impact limiting the spread of influenza as well. I think that's something that makes a lot of sense, and I expect to see that. Of course, we all have to have some resolve and stay resilient with the use of masks and social distancing and all that stuff. But they're spread in almost exactly the same way, and so those mitigation measures that we've all been talking about for so long now should impact both of those things.
And so, I guess, Derek, we're seeing some, if I heard NPR correctly yesterday, perhaps some preliminary data out of the west, southern hemisphere, like in Australia, where those COVID, you know, novel coronavirus measures are helping with the flu season somewhat.
Yeah, and that's great to see. And just as flu season varies here in the U.S., it specifically varies worldwide. And so, like you said, in southern hemispheres, we'll typically have a different flu season than we will in the northern hemisphere. So it's always good to gain data and information. So that's certainly encouraging to hear. You know, one thing with flu virus that we have to our arsenal right now and have for years is flu vaccine. And, you know, efficacy can vary from year to year. But in general, it still pushes 60% or so effective, and that is a huge thing as we move into the fall and the winter. I think this is a really, really important year for influenza vaccination.
Oh, gosh. Derek, I think I'm one of the first people in line every year when it becomes available here at UK.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm probably the second, so.
we can arm wrestle for that position. I guess double-edged sword here, because the precautions that we're taking for coronavirus are going to help perhaps decrease the incidence and prevalence of influenza. But I guess a caveat is that we really need folks to continue to maintain those face coverings and physical distancing, because the combination of the two could see some morbidity from that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, and I think that's going to be key as well. And so we talk, you know, the big concern before with COVID was overwhelming health systems, and you know, there's no reason why that wouldn't do that here if it was left to transmit on its own. We've seen it do it in other parts of the world. So I wouldn't expect that to be different. So it's going to be important to continue to do that. Yeah, flu on top of that, that would be additional stuff there. You know, looking back to last March when we started dealing with COVID here in the U.S., we did see cases of co-infection, and that's a possibility too. And what we don't know a lot is, you know, what are outcomes like in patients that have both? That's kind of a scary thought, especially as you look at high-risk patients, but that is, you know, a significant possibility.
So in this case, once again, an ounce of prevention probably worth a pound of cure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything we've not touched on, Derek, that you would want our listeners to know about the combination of the pandemic and the upcoming flu season?
Well, it's probably reasonable to talk about the symptoms of both because they overlap so much. And it's really difficult to tell the two apart just based on symptoms. So I think that's, just from a regular person standpoint, I mean, it's going to be helpful to try to decrease flu as much as possible so that we can get better at accurately identifying what's causing what. And so I think that's going to be important as well.
My thanks today to Dr. Derek Forster, faculty member in internal medicine at the University of Kentucky and medical director of infection prevention and control, for talking with us today about flu season and the coronavirus pandemic. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.